Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
6723. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ray Program. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number to call. You can call us on our brand new VTech line, the VTech phone system that we installed. We'll talk more about that as the weeks progress. But what a fabulous, fabulous system. I mean, you got the automated attendant and all that stuff. Well, give us a call. See how it works. 844-729-7469. Emails, of course, at raylucia.com. R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. And we start today. We usually finish the show with emails, but we start today with an email from Fran. And the reason I bring this up is because it's a very interesting topic in and of itself, a topic worthy of quite a bit of time in a show like this because it's important. So let's get this party started. I think we need a new song. Since it's a new year, I think we're going to quit the revolution thing. You can play Let's Get the Party Started by, what's that girl, Pink? Or whatever, or something like that. Where it's time to get the party started. He doesn't have it, you know, dialed up, but he'll get it someday. All right, so we'll start with Fran, who asks an interesting question. I'm 55 and have large medical bills not covered by insurance. Oh, there you go. See, these guys are pretty quick. That's good. Go ahead. You can turn it up. It's fine. Oh, yeah. My last producer hated that song, but I think we'll use that one this year. We start with a new song every year. We're going to get the party started. I'm 55 and have large medical bills not covered by insurance. Can I use my IRA funds to help pay for these? Is this a 72T withdrawal, and are there penalties? Wow, there's a whole lot in that particular question. So let's discuss this for just a minute, because those of us that have IRAs, many times we'll want to use that IRA before we turn age 59 and a half. Now, Fran here is age 55. So we know the rules. If you tap into your IRA before you're 59 and a half, you end up having to pay a penalty. And that penalty, where I am sitting right here in San Diego, is pretty brutal, because you have a federal penalty of 10% and a 2.5% state of California penalty tax. So it costs you your regular income tax. Let's add these up. Your regular income tax, what's your bracket? Let's say 30% to pick a number, 28%. All right. And then you've got your state of California tax, if you're in California, which could be anywhere from, you know, 5 or 10% to as high as 13%. Let's just say you have a 28% federal bracket and an 8% California bracket. You're now at 35%. All right. You follow? Now you take money out of your IRA, the feds tack on 10% more, and the state tax on 2.5% more. You add it all together, notwithstanding one being potentially deductible against the next, not to get too technical, but the gross tax liability is 47.5%. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people get stung by this, especially young people. They say, look, I've got 25 grand in my 401k, and that new Mustang's looking really good to me, or Prius, or whatever you're, you know. I mean, I couldn't drive a Prius, just against my religion. But that's a different story. A lot of people, most of the people that I know that have Priuses love them. I want something fast. That's what I want. That's why I drive a Cadillac Escalade. The only thing fast about that is how fast my gas tank gets emptied. Maybe I should drive a Prius. In either event, when you take money out of your IRA early, you get tagged with taxes. So if you're young and you see that money accumulating and you want to use it, remember, cut it in half. If you see $20,000, see $10,000. If you see $50,000, see $25,000. And then, if you also want to see what the impact of that may be, understand the rule of 72. You take whatever you think you can earn, 8% or whatever. You divide that earnings rate into 72, 8 into 72, 8% return into 72 is 9. That's how many years that money will double. So if you're, 30 years old and you've got 20 grand sitting in your IRA and you cash it out, and you net $10,000 and you go blow that, I want you to think about this. In nine years, when you're 39, you would have had 40 grand without any new contributions. By the time you are 48 years old, you'd have had 80 grand. And by the time you're 57 years old, it would have been 160 grand, and by the time you're 66 years old, it would have been $320,000. So that $10,000 that you netted on a $20,000 distribution cost you $360,000 in your retirement. Now, granted, you will have to pay tax on that $360,000. But it's not going to be in the 47.5% tax bracket. Matter of fact, it's likely to be in the 15% tax bracket. Add a nickel for the state, maybe 20. So when you take money early out of an IRA, you need to understand that. Okay, so enough on that part. Let me get to answering Fran's question. And Denise Appleby wrote about this, so I think we'll just take word for word what Denise had to say, because she got it spot on. Unreimbursed medical expenses. Now, this has changed a little bit in the last couple of years. If you don't have health insurance, or if your medical expenses are more than your insurance will cover for the year. Now, if you don't have medical insurance, you're going to pay a fine on Obamacare, at least as long as Obamacare will be here. And my suspicion is it will be for a while. Because the repeal and replace idea sounded good, really hard. Really, really hard. Not that they shouldn't. I'm not taking sides on this one. I'm just telling you, it's really hard because of something called adverse selection. What Obamacare did is it gave everybody the opportunity to buy health insurance, whether you're healthy or not. And that's a blessing for those that couldn't get it before. That's the good part. And even the Republicans would like to keep that. Well, you can't keep the good part without understanding that that's one of the reasons why premiums have gone through the ceiling. So they got their work cut out for them. I suspect they'll come up with something. I suspect it'll even be better. But I don't think it's going to happen by my birthday. That's, write it down, folks. April 3rd, I do accept gifts. No, don't. No, make a donation to the Jim Stewart Charity Foundation. That's the Wesley Stewart, your grandson.
Grandson. Yeah. He needs all the help he can get.
So if you have your IRA, you take it out for medical expenses to the extent that the medical expenses exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income, you can take money out of your IRA penalty free. Isn't that right, Mr. Stewart?
That's absolutely true.
So think about this for a minute. You have $10,000 of reimbursed medical expenses. The whole idea is you have to be able to meet that threshold of $10,000. And if you don't, you'll still end up paying a penalty for a withdrawal from your IRA. It's got to exceed, and the threshold used to be $7,500.
7.5%.
Yeah, or 7.5%. But now it's 10%. So, Fran, depending on how large those medical bills are, some of it, but not all of it, will be covered under the exemption where you can take money out penalty free. Okay, that's that. Now, if you had something like a health savings account or whatever, that would be different, and it's one of the things that I think the Republicans are hot to trot on, which is adding health savings accounts and so forth to the mix. But I want to get to the next part of Fran's question when we come back from the break, because I've got some really cool stories, real live stories to tell you about this. And that is this part. Is it a 72T withdrawal, and are there penalties? Okay, I just discussed the penalties. The penalty is you got to pay taxes and a prepayment penalty if you don't hit that threshold. And anything over the threshold is not penalized. But under 72T, you may be able to pull out what are called substantially equal payments over your life expectancy penalty-free. And some cool stories when we come back, as the party is now started. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. The program all about your money, your business, and your life. We shall return.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
That's our new theme for 2017. We're going to party all the time on this program. I've got my spiked Diet Coke in hand, and we're partying. Look, I just spilled it all over myself. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Program. We're talking about taking money out of your IRA penalty-free. And again, just to remind you, if you take money out before you're age 59 and a half, unless you qualify under one of the 9 exemptions, which I'll cover here in a little more detail, you're going to pay through the nose. Federal tax, if you're in California, Oregon, you know, Illinois, where they have nice, juicy state taxes, New York, you'll pay a state tax, and then you got to pay the penalty taxes on top of that. So we talked about unreimbursed medical expenses and the fact that you have to exceed a threshold, 10% of your adjusted gross income. So if you make 100 grand of AGI, the first $10,000 is not going to be allowable. Now, if you have $20,000 of unreimbursed medical expenses, the second $10,000, you could take money out of your IRA, and it would be penalty free. And of course, medical expenses in excess of the threshold are deductible on your tax return. So essentially, that money would be tax-free money coming out of your IRA. So it's not such a bad deal, except for you got to get to the threshold. This is why, remember when we were talking about bunching medical expenses last year, like in December? This is where tax planning is so critically important, because you may be able to bunch medical expenses in 1 year to exceed a threshold, and then the next year not have any, and do that like every other year. Sometimes you need to cooperate with the doctor's office and say, hey, I'd gladly pay you on Tuesday for your services today, because today's 2017 and Tuesday's 2018 or whatever. So just some stuff to be thinking about.
And there's a little kind of gotcha there too. You don't have to itemize. So that rule applies, the 10% rule even applies if you don't itemize.
That's a good point. Medical insurance too. There's a way for you to pull money out of your IRA for medical insurance if you're unemployed, but you have to meet certain criteria. You gotta lose your job, receive unemployment comp for, I think, 12 consecutive weeks. You receive the distributions during either the year you receive the unemployment compensation or the following year, and you receive the distributions no later than 60 days after you were re-employed. So, again, that's a technical one. Not very many people use that, unless you're long-term unemployed and you've got a nice, juicy IRA. Disability. Same thing. If a physician determines that because of a mental or physical disability, you're unable to engage in any gainful employment, you're allowed to take penalty-free distributions from your IRA. Also, the disability must be expected to result in your death or determined to last for an indefinite period. So again, you got to have a friendly doctor to help define, you know, that this hangnail you went to him for is terminal. It's a terminal hangnail syndrome. Higher education expenses, if you need to pay for higher education for yourself, your spouse, or your children or grandchildren, you may be able to take a penalty-free distribution to do so. Only expenses incurred at certain educational institutions, such as college, university, vocational school, or other post-secondary educational institutions, are eligible to participate in this student program. So there you have it. That's higher education expenses. Talk to your CPA before you do any of this. The home purchase one we've talked about before. Remember, you can distribute up to $10,000 penalty-free. It's still taxable, penalty-free. But here's the good part. If you're a young person or you've got a young person in your family that's got 10 grand and the spouse also has 10 grand, they can both take 10,000 bucks each out of their IRA penalty-free for like a down payment. There's 20 grand. Pretty darn cool. Now, what about the penalties? No penalties. What about the taxes? Ah, but if you buy a house early in the year, the amount of money you spend each month on mortgage interest is deductible. So if the mortgage interest over the course of 2017 is $20,000 and the penalty-free distribution from the IRA is $20,000, voila, it's a tax-free, penalty-free distribution because the taxes are offset by the deductions. So that's why early in the year is the best time to do this sort of thing. And IRS levies, but I don't want to get into that. I do want to focus our attention today on substantially equal periodic payments. Now, if in fact you have an IRA, you can go into that IRA and take money out without penalties as long as you qualify under Code Section 72T, which basically is one of a couple of different amortization schedules of your life expectancy. So you have to use a reasonable interest rate. You know, 4% today would be reasonable, I think. You amortize it over your life expectancy, and then you take those payments, what are called substantially equal payments, over the rest of your life. But if you get out to age 59 and a half and you've done this for at least 5 years, you can tear up the 72T and take whatever you want out. So it's 5 years or age 59 and a half, whichever is the longer of the two. So a 50-year-old has 9.5 years of mandatory periodic distributions based on their life expectancy. A 55-year-old only has 5 years before they can undo it. Now, I told you there are some cool stories that I have personally. One I remember like it was yesterday, and I've told this story before. I apologize for repeating it, but it is the coolest story on 72T in my entire career in financial planning. So this fellow came to me. He was late 40s, 50-ish, and his wife was substantially younger. I'm going to say mid-30s, maybe early 30s. And they had three kids together, and they're all little kids. And they lived in a house, and they had outgrown the house. He had a pretty decent-sized IRA from his former job. It was like in the $400,000 to $500,000 range. And they wanted to move to a really neat new home. They could sell their home. They had the down payment. But they were going to be about $1,200 to $1,500 a month short in monthly payments. This is back when interest rates were obviously higher than 2 and 3 and 4% mortgages. And so I said, well, have I got an idea for you? When we come back, I'm going to explain how I helped them buy their dream home to raise their three little kids on the rebound here using 72T. Stick around. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Emails are coming up. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. You got to stay tuned for the Ray program, so don't go away.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
I used to listen to that song on my 8-track driving to San Diego State many years ago. I knew every word, every chord, every lyric. Every word and lyric. Three Dog Night. Man, what a great, great band. Welcome back, folks. I guess I don't know what we're celebrating. Perhaps it's a new year and everybody will be blessed. I pray that is the case for all of us here on this program. We're talking today about a celebration that happened some years back, many years back, actually. In fact, it's so many years ago, I forget the couple's name, and I apologize for that. But this fellow came to me, and he was like 48, 50 years old, somewhere in that ballpark. His wife was in her early 30s. They had three kids, a new baby, and two other daughters. I forget if the new baby was a boy or a girl. But it doesn't matter. There's three kids. And they lived in a small house, and they wanted to move into a larger house. And he had changed jobs, and he had a nice, I don't know, $450,000 IRA rollover from a former 401k plan. His new company actually had a pension. And he had planned on working there 20 years, and that was going to be a nice retirement supplement. So they came to me, and they said, well, you know, Susie or whatever her name is, I forget her name, quit her job. So their income had gone down. But they really wanted to have a bigger house to raise the brand new kid and the other kids in, with a backyard and the white picket fence and the whole nine yards, all right? And they had gone to a couple financial advisors. They said, you're out of luck. You can't afford it. You know, you got 30% of this, and you're not going to have enough money to survive and blah, blah, blah. And I get frustrated by that, because there's more to life than just mathematics, all right? The math of retirement with 4% distribution and absolute inflation and all that stuff, yeah, it makes anybody freak out over how much money you're going to need in retirement. The other side of it is, so what? If the two of them, after their kids are raised, have to downsize their lifestyle, isn't it more important to, I mean, this is what I did. I mean, I put my total humongous fanny on the line when I bought my house for $500,000. I thought I was insane. Everybody said I was insane. And I did, and I figured out a way to finagle and get the loan and all that stuff, and that's a whole other story I'll have to tell you someday. But it worked out great, because I bought a house with some land, and I put the basketball court in and the tennis court in, and my kids all stayed home. And all of their friends came to my house to play, and I got to see who my daughters were hanging out with later on. Yeah, I mean, you know the deal when you have kids. And I had four in a row, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, boom, if you follow what I'm saying. So now they come to me and they say, we really need a bigger house. Okay, well, how much do you have in your retirement accounts? Well, we have almost $500,000. And we could take a distribution and use that as a huge down payment. I said, whoa, stop. You got your old house. You sell the old one. You use that money as a down payment. They said, yeah, but we're going to be about $1,500 a month more than what our payment is right now. And we can't afford it because Susie quit her job. Fear not, I said. Because, Jim, what's the life expectancy of a 48-year-old, according to the 36, tables.
Single life, 36 years.
36 years. You found that where?
IRS publication 590 has all of the regulations and the tables in there.
Pub 590. Go to Pub 590, figure out how long you're going to live. So I go to my calculator after having done that, but since I have Stuart here, he does it for me. So I go to my handy-dandy calculator, and I say, well, you have, call it $480,000 in an IRA, and your life expectancy is 36 years, according to the publication. And a fair market interest rate, we'll say, is 4.25%. I'm making that number up just for simplistic sake. And I come up with $14,175 per year. I said, if you could get another $14,000 per year out of your retirement plan penalty-free, and the taxes would be offset by your mortgage interest and increased property tax bill, so it's a tax-free $14,000 a year. That will go a long way toward helping you make those payments. They said not only will it go a long way, it gets us the house of our dreams. I said, what are you waiting for? So they listed their home. We didn't do anything until their home sold. Several months later, the home sold, and they called me up and said, can we do that 72 thing you were talking about? Code section 72T. They're able to take substantially equal payments over life expectancy. He was 48. I'm making that number up too, but I think that's close. 48 meant he had to continue to do this for the next, call it 12 years. So I said, are you committed to doing this for the next 12 years? Because if you're not, you could have some retroactive penalties. I mean, it ain't all a walk in a park. If the government's going to give you a free pass and let you take money out of your IRA early without a penalty, then you got to stick to the rules. Now, not to complicate it, there is a way you can do a recalculation one time to a different methodology, which would lower, potentially lower, the amount that you have to take out. Because, I mean, 5 years later, the guy could get the job of the century or win the lottery and say, no, I don't want to take the money out. Still got to do it. But they were committed to that. So the critics come out of the woodwork because they talk to their other financial advisor. And he says, yeah, but you're going to be broke in your retirement and all that crap. And, I mean, this is before reverse mortgages were even the it thing. But I said, well, wait a minute. That's a bunch of baloney, because the new house will appreciate at an equal to or faster clip than the old house. So it's not as if you're throwing money down the rat hole. You could always downsize after the kids are grown. Isn't that why you want this house? It's not for the two of you to retire in. It's for the two of you to raise your kids in. Furthermore, Johnny's got a pension with this new company. That's a guaranteed paycheck for life. And voila, the $500,000 isn't going to zero. You're only taking $14,000 a year out. What is that? Less than 3%? So if the thing earns 6%, it's still going to compound at 3% per year for the next umpteen years. So with the future appreciation on the new house and either a reverse mortgage on that or a sale, cash in the equity, downsize, and the $500,000 growing at 2 or 3 or 4% and a pension plan, retirement should be okay. And even if it's not perfect, someday in retirement you're going to look at each other and say, you know what? It's okay for us to live in a smaller place today because we bought the house of our dreams when we didn't think it was even possible. But because we went to someone who understands how to manipulate legally finances, we were able to move ourselves and our three little girls, maybe it was two girls and one boy, I don't know, there are three kids, into the house with the white picket fence and the swimming pool and a yard for the dog instead of living in the cramped space that they were in. I don't know about you, but for me, quality of life while you're raising your family is way more important than quantity of IRA when you're retired and can't do much about it. In particular, since sometimes when we're retired, we lose our ability to travel, we lose our health, we need long-term care, and we say, you know what, we sacrificed to have all this money stashed away for our retirement. We sacrificed, you know, the house of our dreams to raise our kids in, and now we look back and we say, dang, wouldn't it have been nice to have that house with the white picket fence and the yard for the dogs and the swimming pool, et cetera, et cetera. And wouldn't it be nice, and Jeannie and I talked about this, to have a house where all of your kids' friends wanted to party where you could watch them instead of your kids going to somebody else's house and partying. Now, I'm not saying my kids are perfect. Nope, not by any stretch. We had a couple of interesting incidents that I'll tell you about in a different show. Nothing like too weird or crazy, but a couple of, you know, where if you can believe it, it even got my Italian temper up. But for the most part, it was a beautiful existence while we raised our kids in the house. And I didn't do a 72T, but I did borrow money from my retirement accounts to help me pay for that bigger house with the yard, the dogs, and eventually the little basketball court. All right, emails are next. I hope that helps you and gives you some hope if maybe you're in the same situation as Johnny and Susie. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Got a text. Somebody said, well, you need to tell the story of how you used your retirement plan to buy that dream house. Well, I'll tell you real quick before we get to the emails, because it is true. See, back in the day, I was working my buns off, and my cash flow was pretty good. But we were in a house. It was too small for us. We had four kids, and the girls were in one bedroom, the boys were in one bedroom, and Jeannie and I were in another bedroom. And it was just cramping our style big time. And there's a reason for that, and I don't want to get into. So we had looked for houses for, I don't know, 6 months, every single weekend. We probably made 15 offers, none of them. Ridiculous offers, by the way. None of them ever accepted. Finally, we make this ridiculous offer to a guy, Mr. Jordan, we'll call him, because that was his name. And I didn't know his name at the time. And I also didn't know that my dad had coached his son in football, and they were best of buddies. Had no idea. Anyway, so I make this ridiculous, embarrassing offer on his home. I mean, it was like $200,000 less than what he was asking. And, of course, the realtor called me back and said, no, he respectfully declined your offer. She said, Mr. Jordan respectfully declined. I said, Mr. Jordan. I said, that wouldn't be as an Al. She said, oh, yeah, that's Al Jordan. I can't believe that. I'm so embarrassed. I said, will you please call him back? I'm sure he saw my name. So I didn't mean to lowball him. I totally apologize. He has a beautiful house. God bless him. Hope he gets it sold to somebody that will really appreciate that fabulous place with all the land and everything. She called me back 11 o'clock at night because he was in Hawaii at the time or whatever. 11 o'clock at night and said, he accepted your offer. What? Then I said, well, I really would like to close in like 5 days. We don't have our house sold. Do you think that he would let us move in 5 days? Because the house was vacant, and buy it on a contract. Well, he said, yeah, as long as you get $50,000 or so down to show that good faith. Where am I going to get 50 grand? I got it from my retirement account, because you can borrow money from your retirement account, pay it back over 5 years, you know, the amortization thing. And so that's what we did. And he gave us, I don't know, I think it took us almost a year to sell the house. So it was a little bit stressful early on, but he carried the mortgage for it. It was just one of those acts of God. God was watching over the Lucia household that day. Yeah, it was miraculous. And we ended up in that house, and we stayed there for many, many, many years, raised the kids in that really, really nice house. Then we sold it to move into the gated community that we just moved out of, because that we finished up there, and the house burnt down in the great fires. Sad, 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 but true. But the family that bought it rebuilt it, and it's a beautiful place again. Anyway, that's how I used my retirement funds. I didn't do a 72T calculation at the time. I was in my late 30s, maybe. Yeah, so I was pretty young still. It doesn't work as well. 72T works obviously better the older you are, because they're amortizing your life expectancy. So that's the true story of the house in the Rancho Bernardo Trails that burnt down to the ground But it was months after we had sold it that it burnt down. Sad. Okay, let's hit it, boys. Time for some emails.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, please.
I will start with Bill. Bill asks, what is a stretch IRA? How and when is it used? Well, quite frankly, Bill, all IRAs are potentially stretch IRAs. What does that mean? Well, when you name a beneficiary, an individual that's a beneficiary, not a trust or an estate or whatever, you name a real live person, that real live person has the opportunity to stretch that IRA's taxability out over their life expectancy, similar to like that 72T thing we were just speaking about. Now, amongst spouses, less critical. Like if I die, Jeannie is younger than me, but she's over 59 and a half, so she could have the IRA rolled over to her, and she doesn't have to take required minimum distributions until she is age 70 and a half. But Jim, you had brought up something during the break that is an interesting planning opportunity for certain people. Talk about that.
Okay, well, normally, as you say, it's the beneficiary designation is what applies the RMD or the required distributions. And it's the older. Even if you had it, say, you named both a spouse and children, it's still predicated on the oldest person who is a beneficiary. However, if you name a trust that's irrevocable at the time of death, then that can be prolonged. That's essentially where the stretched IRA designation
comes in. Yeah, so basically there's a couple of different ways that you can do that. Now, the trust has to be irrevocable, as you say, and there needs to be a real live person that's a beneficiary of the trust, and then it can be stretched out. Now, you need an attorney to do this. This isn't something you want to mess with because the taxes can be quite brutal if you do it wrong. But you don't necessarily need a trust because you can name a grandchild or a child as the beneficiary. But you know what happens when a kid inherits an IRA? What do you suppose happens when a young person inherits your $500,000 IRA? As soon as they can cash that sucker in, they do.
Vegas,
baby, yeah. The trust with a trustee, you know, can run interference. There's a cost to that. Like I said, you need some advice. But basically, and incidentally, if I want to name my grandkids as the beneficiary of my IRA in my state of California, I got to get spousal consent. And most IRA custodians will not allow you to do that without spousal consent. So you're not going to be able to disinherit your spouse in most instances, unless the spouse says, oh yeah, I love the grandkids too. I love them more than I love me. So if you've got $1 million IRA and you want to give it to the five grandkids, go for it. Some spouses say, uh-uh, not going to happen. All right, so that's what a stretch IRA is. It would be based on the beneficiary's life expectancy. So if you are the beneficiary of an IRA, and you don't want to take the money out over 5 years, remember, you got a couple of choices here. You can wait up to 5 years, and then you got to get it all out. Or in the year following the year of death, you can begin to take required minimum distributions based on your life expectancy. And by doing so, you get to stretch out the tax liability. Of course, you pay tax on whatever money you take out. But if your life expectancy is 30 or 40 or 50 years, you might only have to take a couple of percent out. All right, I'm out of time. Thank you so much. If you want to email me, go to RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button now. Go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at RayLucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.